Buenos dias. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Happy New Year's, everyone. Hope everyone had a great time with their loved ones, their friends, their family members, their significant others. I had a great time with my loved ones. We didn't do anything major this year. Usually, as a Dominican and coming from a Hispanic household, what we usually do as a tradition is dress up, sit in the living room, listen to music, and eat with loved ones. I live far away from most of my family members, and this year I did not feel like going to visit anyone of my family members. I decided to stay in with my husband and my kids, and we ate Chinese food on the 31st. That's what we ate. I usually get pork fried rice with chicken wings. My daughter gets pork fried rice with chicken and broccoli. My husband eats pork fried rice with boneless spare ribs. And my son only likes the pork fried rice. I would like to begin by talking about our worth. We are the price. Whether you're male, female, women, men, we should all know our own value, and I understand that too many people don't. I feel as though way too many people do not know their value, and it's understandable that we all go through trauma, but what we go through in our childhood causes certain things in us. At a certain age, we need to take accountability, because it's not an excuse. If your parents or siblings were mean to you, doesn't mean you have a green light to be mean to others when you're an adult. When we're little, up until our teen years, in our 20s, 30s, 40s, we're all figuring it out. Nobody really knows what they're doing. A lot of us are out here faking until we make it. A lot of us are out here with dreams, trying to figure out a path, a way, trying to figure out the formula so we can reach our goals and be the best self that we can be. Others, not so much. I don't identify myself with other people who make excuses and think that they have bad luck, that life will never go well for them, and constantly put themselves down. I know it's hard to motivate yourself or to encourage yourself to keep going, but if you don't do that, no one else can. Not your mother, your father, no one on this earth can help you get to where you need to get to. You need to put some work into it. You need to put some of yourself to get to where you want to go. Now, the topic for today, I want it to be, you are the price. You are the table. You should mean everything to yourself. I dabble into a lot of social media in the sense of I like to be up to date with anime. I like to be up to date with influencers, the comedians that I like, the singers, the rappers, artists, you name it. I like to be up to date with certain people that they don't know that I exist, but I love them. There are certain people online that have marked me, have changed me. The way that they sing, the words that they sing, the content that they upload has made me laugh and has cheered me up at certain points of my life. So last month, there was a trending topic before Christmas about Simone Biles. She is an athlete, and she has won many medals in the Olympics. Now, I don't watch sports. I don't follow football, soccer, tennis, golf. I don't follow sports. But I knew who Simone Biles was because last year I had Peacock. And I was watching this show with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg as a host. I think it was a funny show that talked about the Olympics, and they were able to explain it in a way that I was able to understand, using comedy, using slang in an appropriate way, you know. And that's where I learned who Simone Biles was, through that show that Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg did on Peacock. So fast forward to last month in December, there was this viral podcast interview with Simone Biles and her husband, and the world was shocked with the things that he was saying about their relationship, how it started. And even the people that were interviewing this couple were shocked with the things that that man was saying. You could tell with their facial expressions, with their body language. The interviewers, you could tell that they couldn't believe the words that were coming out of that man's mouth. So he was basically saying that he was the prize. He was the catch. They asked him, how did you get Simone Biles? Because this woman is amazing. She has five moves named after her. She has won over 7 medals throughout her career. I don't know when she started doing what she does. I don't know how old she is. I don't know deep details about the situation. But when he said, the question is, how did she get me? Both the men that were interviewing this couple, their body language was reading shocked. And they were laughing about his response. He said, the question is, how did she get me? I'm the prize. She was chasing me. She drove 45 minutes to come see me. She was the one that swiped right on me. We met on a dating app, and she's not my type. She's usually not the girl that I go for. Now, as a human being, whether you're a woman or a man, there's no need for you to put your partner down so that you can feel better about whatever's going on inside of you. Because if you didn't want to answer that question, if you feel some type of way about that question, you could have just said, can we move on to the next question? Or I decline to answer. There was no need for him to, because he wasn't even joking about it. He was serious. His demeanor, his body language was giving serious. And it sounded condescending towards his partner. So that's what I want to talk about. We need to truly work on ourselves to discover our real powers. Discover that you are the prize, whether you're a man or a woman. If you're dating a woman that puts you down, that always makes you feel like you are always wrong, she's always right, she never takes accountability, you always have to apologize, there's some work to be done there for both genders. This is not a only males need to take accountability type of world. All of us should take accountability. All of us should work in our self-worth. We should not be looking outwards for validation. You need to make sure that you are able to make yourself strong, because I'm sure that there's been many nights that you have cried, and crying doesn't make you weak. Your tears make you stronger. Walk in faith. Walk in your truth. And faith is not necessarily attached to only religious things. Faith is about belief, right? Believing that you are able to accomplish things, believing that you can do it, believing that you're worthy of love, self-love. And you do not need others to love you. Sure, it's nice. It feels amazing to be loved by other people. But your main goal in life should not be everyone needs to love me. Because guess what? There's billions of people in this world, and billions of people will not love the same person. There will be people that will not like you, and that is okay. That is the normal way of life. There should be some that like you, and some that love you, and some that don't like you. That is perfectly normal. Grow, change, improve. Do not stay stuck in misery. Please yourself, and also release yourself from negative people, energy suckers. Your value is not defined by others. I'm going to continue saying it multiple times. Your value is not defined by others. You can do anything you set your mind to. Have you seen all the famous women who stay in an unhappy relationship? Please work on yourself, because money and beauty will not guarantee people loving you or respecting you. The value is within you. Respect yourself. Love yourself. Value all that you are. Do not hold on to labels others give you. Learn who you are and what you want out of life. There's so many scenarios in movies, animes, series that show us this example that others placed labels on us. Meaning there was a mom or a dad or a friend or a teacher who said, you're a loser, you're lame, you'll never amount to anything, you're a mistake, you should have never been born, you're ugly, you're dumb. I can go on, the list can go on of the many labels that people can place on you that will impact you in a way that will make you move inside of that label. If you hear a million times that you're ugly because you're black, that you're ugly because you're white, that you're ugly because your hair is long, that you're ugly because you have acne, you will forever continue to pick up that lens and view the world through what that person said about you. It is up to you to break that label, break out of that box, remove those lenses, and create your own meaning of your life. Create your own label and tell yourself that you are beautiful, that you can do it, that you are worthy, that other people will not see what you see. We do not all have 20/20 vision. Some people are blind. Not in the physical way, in the emotional way, some people are blind. Some people will not see what you see. Some people don't even see the same colors that you see. So why should you be defined by what others say about you? This week, there is a channel in YouTube that I would like to recommend. My amazing, loving, my best cousin. I consider him my best cousin. We've been close for so many years. My cousin, O'Neal, shout out to you, my boy. He recommended this YouTube channel. He put me on. He hit me up on WhatsApp one day and sent me the link to this YouTube channel. And if you love series and anime, I recommend this channel called Cinema Therapy. It's a therapist and a professional filmmaker who break down mental health in movie topics such as, but not limited to, narcissists, helicopter parents, healthy marriages, and more. The one he sent me specifically was titled, the title was Villain Therapy, Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender. If you watched Avatar, The Last Airbender, you know what this title is talking about. We saw this character, Zuko, born in the Fire Nation, had all these labels on him, had all these expectations on him through his father and their way of being from generation to generation. It was up to him to decide if he wanted to keep living up to the standards of his father or find out who he truly is, who he really is. It's such a good episode on YouTube. It is such a great video. I recommend to anyone who likes animes and movies to go check out that channel. It's called Cinema Therapy. It's on YouTube. I love it. I hope that you love it too. It was so hard for Zuko to go through what he went through. There was a lot of trauma involved his father. The great thing about Zuko is, one of the good things about his relationships was he had an uncle who was trying to guide him into healing his traumas, becoming who he wants to be, working on his own goals, redefining who he was. And shout out to Uncle Iroh. He, to me, he's one of the best uncles in all TV series. He has to be up there in the top 10. That man really carried that boy through from beginning to end. I'm glad that he had his Uncle Iroh. I'm so glad that Zuko had one person in his corner. It's such a great way of telling the world, sometimes all you need is one person in your corner. Everything you see online about having 10, 20, 30 best friends, that's not reality. People may claim that they have 30 best friends. That is not true. All of those people are designed for you to go to for a specific thing. Out of those 30 friends, you might count on one friend or two or three that you may go to during emergencies to say, hey, really quick, I need to borrow $200 because so-and-so, and I will pay you back. And that person trusts that you will pay them back. The other person might be your friend to go on adventures. The next friend out of those 30 friends might be your person that you go to try out foods. Not everyone in that group is going to like to do the same activities. And that is okay, because we're all different human beings. All we need is one person in one corner. And if you have no one in your corner, let me be the person in that corner for you. Allow me to be that person in the corner for you. I will cheer you on. I will tell you that you can do it. I will tell you that you're amazing. I will tell you that you're beautiful. I will try to use the words to encourage you to get through one day at a time. We do not need to be perfect day in and day out. We do not need to strive to have $1 million every single day. We deserve to pause. We deserve to manage our mental health. We deserve to know there is one person in our corner telling us, I love you. If no one has told you today, I am proud of you. And I love you because you're amazing. I would like to read a card from the stack that I got from Barnes & Noble that I mentioned before. It's called Promises from God for Women. I got this in Barnes & Noble and I really like it. It's super cute. It helps me go through the day. Again, I'm not telling anyone to go to church or believe in God. I believe in God. I do not go to church, but I used to go to church growing up with my mother, and it was a great time. It was an amazing time. I felt seen and loved by God. Now, the card that I picked out today, it says, you are God's masterpiece. Let me read that again. You are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10. For your guiding light and lasting love, God bless you. I really hope everyone had a great holiday. I know for some people the holidays are not the best time. Some people were not able to have enough food to eat, or they do not know what exchanging gifts are because they do not have enough money. All the money that they have from their job is to make ends meet. But I hope that you know that the holidays are not about material things. They're not about the Christmas trees. They're not about the lights, the shiny things, the fancy things. The holidays for me represent doing what I love, being with people who make me feel good, being with people that match my energy, being with people that do not question what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, people who do not speak to me in a condescending manner. I'm butchering my words today. I am hoping that through the Simone Viles experience, no matter if you're famous or not, we should not be speaking to people in a condescending way. Because Simone Viles is not the only woman out there that's in a relationship where... Because let me tell you, I didn't go deep into this situation. That woman was sitting next to that man while he was saying that. And the whole world did not know that man's name. Nobody knew that she was married. Nobody knew that he was a football player. All the comments, all the stitches were saying the same thing. Who is this man? And why is he talking about you like that? All these men online that are obsessed with football, their girlfriends were asking them, do you know who Simone Biles is? And all these men from all ages, I'm talking between 20 and 70 year old, were saying, yes, Simone Biles, she's a winner in the Olympics. She wins a lot of medals. They were able to know who she was. And the common question also was, do you know who her husband is? And all of those men from around the world, all different ethnicities and ages, were saying, we didn't know that she was married. And this man had the audacity to say, he is the price. That he didn't know who Simone Biles was when he matched with her, quote unquote. She tried to help bring in the conversation because she could tell that the man interviewing them were laughing at his responses, were shocked that he was saying these things. And she said, a few years from now, no one is gonna say he's my Simone Biles' husband. They're going to be saying I'm Jonathan Owens' wife. Listen, so many women have been cheated on, from Beyonce to Cardi B, you name them, the list goes on. Adele has been hurt. So many beautiful women, so many rich women, so many women with an education that had their masters and all these things, they still got with a partner that did not respect them, that stepped out on them. Don't let social media fool you and do all these couple goal situations. That's why online, I do not hold any of these famous people as my couple goals. To me, the person I am dating is my current couple goals. Because when I was younger, as many of us go through, we think we fall in love, we're going to be with that person forever. That may not necessarily be the case for everyone, because people change and we are allowed to change. We are allowed to know there were things we accepted at 13 that we no longer accept at 20. There are things that we might have liked at 20 that we no longer like at 25. We are allowed to evolve as human beings. We do not need to stay monogamy with one person forever and ever and ever just because society tells you that at a certain age you should be married and have kids. Create your own standards. Create your own life. Create your own labels. Please. It's very important to define our own meaning of love and respect. No one needs to stay in a relationship where people are condescending to you, disrespectful to you, cheat on you, give you diseases because they cheated on you. Most of men or females that cheat, when you forgive them the first time, they go out and do it again and again and again and again and again. This is coming from a woman who already has experienced this. When I was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, up until I turned 23. When I turned 23, I made the decision to say, you know what? I have a child and I do not want to have men in and out of my life. I want her to see me being respected in a relationship and respecting myself above all. My daughter has not seen men coming in and out of my life. If how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please, it would mean the world to me if you downloaded the episode and followed me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.